West Georgia's first news for your Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Carrollton City officials on Wednesday announcing that the Christmas in Carrollton Market and Parade scheduled for this Saturday have been postponed until next Saturday, December the 9th. There are concerns about potentially bad weather this weekend. While the market and parade can be rescheduled, the showing of the SEC Championship game at the Amp cannot, so that event is canceled. The Christmas market will begin at 10 a.m. December 9th, and the parade will start at 5:30. A 40-year-old Lawrenceville man remains in the Carroll County Jail Thursday after deputies say he was found to be in possession of 200 pounds of marijuana. Corporal Zach Gossage said he conducted a probable cause traffic stop on Interstate 20 eastbound near the 18-mile marker on a 2024 gray Volkswagen Atlas SUV on Tuesday, then made contact with the driver identified as Mingun Jung. Gossage says the odor of raw marijuana was coming from within the vehicle, so he deployed K-9 Hind, which alerted Gossage to the presence of narcotic odor. During the search of the vehicle, seven large black trash bags were located inside the passenger compartment, each containing smaller clear vacuum-sealed packages containing a green leafy substance suspected to be marijuana. The seven black trash bags together contained 203 vacuum-sealed packages. Jung was arrested without incident, charged with trafficking marijuana. The estimated street value of the uncovered narcotics is said to be about $400,000. A young Carrollton woman remains behind bars on Thursday after Carrollton police officers determined she intentionally struck her 20-year-old boyfriend with her Chevy Impala. Around 6 p.m. Tuesday, Carrollton Police Corporal Alec Uglum responded to Brown Street near College Street for a vehicle versus pedestrian accident. Uglum says the investigation would show Amya Chantil Daniel intentionally struck her boyfriend. Daniel is charged with aggravated assault. And Southwire's Project Gift participants are gearing up for their big annual Toys for Tots drive next week.
Next Thursday and Friday, the 7th and the 8th, from 7 to 7. So we need about a $10 price point, new unwrapped toys. The age ranges that are most commonly overlooked are small children, so 0 to 1 year, and then about 16 plus. So the ends of the spectrum are most commonly overlooked.
Stephanie Anderson and Kristen Whittington with Project Gift promoting the Toys for Tots drive on a recent WLBB Community Voice.
Let's give them what we would give to our children so they can have the same kind of Christmas. So when they show up at school on the, you know, that next, whatever that next day is, they go back to school, they can have comparing stories.
And Southwire's Project Gift annual Toys for Tots drive is next Thursday and Friday, 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. both days, in the parking lot of the Carrollton Walmart Shopping Center. I'm Colin Worthington.